Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Well, on Wisconsin to get you going this morning. Jack Eblin here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. 393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call. Don't forget, you can follow online, listen live, or listen to the podcast a little bit later, and that is 1320WILS.com. And Tom, the Facebook and Twitter addresses are?
The Jack and Tom Show. That's all I know.
That's the Facebook, and the Twitter
is
Jack and Tom 1320. You're a tweeter.
I haven't tweeted yet. I told you I'm an FBer. I'm not a tweeter.
You're not a tweeter. You told me that you were a tweeter.
I will start. Right. Yeah, but, okay. But I don't know it offhand, so I'm glad you caught me on that. So anyway, no, but go on and get involved, folks, and engage and communicate to us what your thoughts about the show and your thoughts on some of our topic issues.
Guests that you would like Scott to get for us and your top three finishes in Michigan State history.
Nah,
we'll take those
that.
Two. Yeah, come on, Tom. You got to have three. You got three losses
I
that mean something to you.
Oh, my most,
yeah, I know,
you can, my most
I know what yours
moments.
Are. Yeah, that's okay. Not exactly what we're talking about. All right. All right. We talked about the game last night. It was the game of the week. Some might say it's the game of the year thus far. And that is St. John's over Mason, 32-30. Especially after what happened last week to St. John's. I want to bring in our coach of the week, the Red Wings, Dave Marigy. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, enough rushing yards last night. No question about that. Both of these teams going for more than 340 yards on the ground. And I guess the team that had the last shot at it looked like they were in pretty good shape, and that turned out to be St. John's.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a slugfest.
Well, what about your running backs and out of that wing tee, the way that you guys made an adjustment, I thought, last week against Sexton? You put it together, and from that point on, it's been pretty difficult to stop St. John's.
Well, I think we've moved the ball pretty good on the ground all year. I mean, the veteran offensive line, it's made it a little bit easier. We're able to adjust a little bit better than with guys that are inexperienced, so hats off to them.
Hey, Dave, this is Tom. You know, I watch a lot of high school football. I see a lot of teams going four wide, you know, and then all of a sudden you were seeing Jackson, we're seeing Hazlitt, we're seeing you guys. Wing T, kind of a throwback, three guys in the backfield. Are you a systems kind of coach where this is where you want to have it and you have your kids adapt to that, or do you kind of see what kind of personnel you have and say, oh, well, we're going to go with Wing T this year?
Well, I mean, it's our base system. We're always going to run, our base set, which is a wing T, but some years we do have some spread formations that we can get into, and so we have a little bit of flexibility, but we're always going to run a base set, and we're always going to try and trap you. That's what we do.
All right, when you start talking about three running backs combining for 378 yards, Tom, isn't very often you see three backs at the 100-yard level or over. And that's what we saw last night with St. John's. Dave, how satisfying was this in light of what happened last week, the game against Sexton? You could have won. There was a penalty, and touchdown got called back. And then in light of what's happened in this series the last couple years, a 36-0 loss last year at St. John's, and then a little bit of a deceptive score in 2008, but that had to be satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the scores that's been up in our weight room for the last, all winter long. We kind of pointed to this game. It was, I thought we got embarrassed last year. And so, yeah, it was quite satisfying. The kids realized it and, put a lot of time in. This was, was one of the games on the schedule that they were pointing to.
Dave, not to get off subject too much, but next week your coach at Eastland, Jeff Smith, they're going to rename the field Jeff Smith Field at Lynn C. Adams Stadium. How much of Jeff Smith is in you, Dave, coaching high school football? How much do you incorporate that as you approach with your St. John's Red Wings?
I mean certainly that influence in a lot of ways, he's, and I guess one of the things, you run the ball. I mean, I look at Jeff Smith and was more of a not just a coach. I mean, I've always said that he was a great teacher too, and being a teacher and a coach is is something I'm real proud of. And I think I looked at him as being that guy who wasn't just a coach. I mean, he did more than that. He did things in the classroom as well. So that's been a huge influence.
He had to like that game last night. I'll tell you what, that was Jeff Smith football too. Run,
north and south, and
yeah, throw the ball once a half if you have to, and that was pretty satisfying stuff. And it had to be for your offensive line, which I thought was really one of the heroes of the game.
Certainly, I mean they've done a great job all year, like I said, and hopefully they can keep it rolling.
It was also great, Dave, to see your kicker. Colin Wilson had a couple of critical field goals, really the game-winning points. And after last week having an opportunity and then bouncing back, can you talk a little bit about him? He also had 14 tackles. He was all over the place on defense.
Well, sure, he had 14 tackles. He also was, he's one of our key blockers at times, on offense. So I mean, he doesn't come off the field a whole lot. And It's hard, and we just don't have a specialty type guy, to kick, and we know it's a little bit dangerous. I mean, but he's the only guy we got that can really consistently put it through the upright. So it's tough, and to play all those minutes and then go in there and line up for a field goal takes a pretty strong kid.
Tom, we've got a lot of kickers in the area this year. I don't remember a year where there's been more depth.
I think
as
it's
kickers.
A soccer influence over this new generation. I think that has something to do with it. A lot of these kids who are playing high school football played soccer when they were 9 through 12. They ought to follow through.
Was Colin Wilson a soccer player, Dave?
Yes, he was, actually.
He was, okay. And Jacob Derby for Mason, an outstanding leg. And, you see Spearman for Sexton is a tremendous kicker. And Tyler Tucker's kicked field goals for East Lansing.
Right.
A lot of kickers this year. But when these teams went at it last night, despite all the running plays, people say, well, it's just football in a phone booth. There were a lot of gambles by the coaches, too. I mean, you got fake punts, and you got going for it from the 36-yard line, and, kickoffs that are recovered by the kicking team. And then on fourth down, there was a penalty late in the game. It looked like Mason was driving for a score, got a penalty, and then on fourth down tried to throw a halfback pass. And was it Nick Lawless picked that one off at the end?
Yes, it was.
All right. Well, a tremendous night for St. John's, and you're to be congratulated on that, on bouncing back. And, Dave, it looks like this race is going to be competitive all the way to the wire again. Now you have to suddenly become a Mason fan, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a heck of a game between them and Sexton. I mean, it's going to be very similar to our game against Sexton, I'm sure, and our game last night.
Well, a lot of people have said that Sexton is the best team in the area, but don't be surprised if this is a three-way tie. Thanks so much, Dave. I appreciate
Thanks,
you
Dave.
Joining us.
All right, thank you.
Dave Maragy, sounds sleepy, coach of the week from
St. John's. They're probably watching film till 2 in the morning, a lot of those coaches do.
All right, let's bring in Jerry Van Havel. And you know what? It is not often that we have a coach of a team that does not win on our show. But there were a lot of winners out there last night, and I don't just mean two tremendous football teams.
Oh, yeah.
Playing down to the wire in a game that there was a penalty involved. The second straight week, St. John's has had this on both sides of it. It looked like Mason was going to win this game. They had a 29-yard run on fourth down. Got down to the 3-yard line. Would have first and goal at the 3 in the last minutes. Flag.
What was the call?
Brought it back. I believe it was a hold. It was way across, way across for me. But, so we want to bring in Mason coach Jerry Van Havel for an act of sportsmanship after the game last night that did not go unrecognized. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Well, just fine. I know that the sting is still there from a game like that, and we talked about this race, and you'll have a chance to get Sexton later. But in terms of the aftermath of that game, Tom, I want to set the scene before I ask Jerry a question here. And this was a very emotional ending to this game, and now we have seen a spate of flag planting, which I'm not a big fan of. We've seen it
at
Michigan State.
We've seen it at Michigan State down south.
And Illinois at Michigan State. I mean, it's happened a lot of places. And I think it started in the southeast. You saw it different places there. And it spreads to the high school ranks, as inevitably will. And not exactly what you're looking for in terms of sportsmanship. But Jerry Van Habel handled this as well as any coach possibly could. Number one, confiscating the flag. And then bringing the teams together. And he was really kind of coaching both teams at that point. And held his players back and talked to the St. John's players and expressed that St. John's had played a little bit better in a terrific football game and wanted everyone to shake hands and knock it off. And that's exactly what happened there. When you saw the flag at first, what went through your mind, Jerry?
Well, you know, obviously kids are over-exuberant at times, you know, and they're kids, and certainly with the flag planted in the field, I was not very happy. But, you know, I think we have a responsibility as adults to try to remain calm and give good guidance and good leadership and try to make good decisions for what would be right for kids. And so I could see the situation was going to get very bad very quickly, and everybody's emotions are still running high. So we just tried to explain that, hey, you know, it's an emotional game, and people are upset. But at the same time, let's not make something negative happen here, because it was a great high school football game, and St. John's played a little better than we did. They deserved to win, and our kids played and competed like crazy. So it's just the way that it is. And if you're going to be enjoying the good times when you win in football, you got to be man enough to stand up and take it when it's difficult, you know, and brush your shirt off and go back to work, you know. So I was proud of both teams at the end because the teams handled it well.
Jerry, just getting back into this game, you know, because Mason, your team had gotten a lot of hype during the week, and what you did to Okemos the week before. I saw Okemos last night, and that's a pretty decent football team. I mean, is it, you're riding high, then you go through this. I assume you're going to meet with them this morning or whatever. I mean, how are you going to pick them back up and move on? Is that going to be a difficult team? Do you have the senior leadership that can make that an easy thing?
Well, I guess during these time periods is when you do find out what your leadership is really about, because it's easy to be a good leader. It's easy to be a good coach when you're beating people. And when you get beaten, you lose a close game like that, then you have to dig down and you really find out what you're made of. I'm sure our kids will respond. I'm sure we'll bounce back and we'll do okay, you know, but it's tough. We knew St. John's would play the best game of the year after getting beat by Sexton, and they did. They played a great football game. They were physical and they were tough, and we got exactly what we thought we would get from them. They played outstanding.
Tom, there are a lot of outstanding running backs in this area, and St. John's had three guys last night that we saw. But if there is a better tandem than Sailor Lavalle and Ben Hinamanu, I want to see him. Those guys were tremendous last night.
Those guys are pretty good, and you know, our offensive line, they do a nice job, and but Ben and Sailor are a nice pair because, you know, they can kind of rest each other a little bit. And, you know, we played both of them at the same time for a while last night, and that helped us a little bit too. So, you know, they're pretty good backs, and they're good kids.
Our guest, Jerry Van Habel of the Mason Bulldogs, talking about last night's game, a great game with St. John's at Mason. Jerry, there were a lot of gambles last night, a lot of coaching decisions. Some went your way, some did not, but when you're going into a game against a team like St. John's, are you more likely or less likely to do something like the fake punt or going for it on fourth down?
Well, I think you have to take some calculated risks at certain times, depending on down or, you know, distance and field position. And you know, I thought we execute our fake punt to perfection. Kids did an awesome job, did just what they're supposed to, pick up the first down. You know, the fourth down at the end of the half, we didn't want to give them the ball back because we knew we were having a hard time stopping them. So that was a coach's decision we'd like to have back. And so we ultimately gave it to them on a shorter field, which was not a good thing. So, you know, some of those things that go your way and some don't go your way. And it's just like the players play like crazy. And some plays break in our direction and some don't, you know. So obviously there's always some things you'd like to have back, but I'm not disappointing our kids' ability to compete. They went out and they played very hard last night.
Well, the good news amid the pain is that you do control your destiny, and you get Sexton yet, and you wind up with a share of the title, and I could see Mason going a long
and two more
way
wins,
this
you get
season.
The playoff bid, so that's always that's the primary target everybody's looking for.
Yeah, you're going to see these teams again. Jerry, last question about the flag incident. Is this thing over? Is this referred to principals, superintendents, athletic directors? Where does it stand?
Well, I think from my standpoint, it's over. We have great respect for Dave and his program and St. John's program. We've had a long tradition of good football games with them, and anything that happens beyond the field is up to the administrators and stuff. But, you know, our role as educators and as parents and coaches is to help kids become good, responsible young adults. And, you know, situations like this, these are learning and teaching experiences and teaching opportunities for us to help kids, because kids are just that, they're kids, and they need some direction, and hopefully all of us can provide opportunities like that to be good learning opportunities. And so, you know, what happened there could have been our kids, it could have been their kids, it could have been somebody else's student body, and there's nothing, you know, it's not a terrible situation, it's just a situation that needs better guidance, and I'm sure everybody will learn from the situation and move on. So
that's why Jerry Van Havel is with us this morning. Tremendous job last night in a great high school football game. Jerry, thanks so much. Good luck the rest of the
year.
Thanks,
Jerry.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Thanks for having us on this morning.
All right. We will be right back. Our prep roundtable. We're going to talk about all the high school action last night in Mid-Michigan. Coming up next on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.